Song of the Spirit. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Song of the Spirit. Ah, yes. In each one of us is the Spirit. In each one of us is our divine capacity. In each one of us is the allness that we are. In each one of us is the reality that we are. And are we expressing it? Are we living it? Are we shining it forth? Are we being it in every possible way? Well, the answer all too often is no. The answer is that we're not listening to that drummer within ourselves. We're listening to the drummer outside of ourselves. We're not listening to the magic within us. We're listening to the turmoil, the feelings and attitudes of others, the world of confusion outside of ourselves, and we say, is that what it's all about? Well, that's hardly the song of the Spirit. The song of the Spirit is when we listen within ourselves and we hear the magic of who we are. We hear the expectations of the possibilities that we have. We have the dreams that we look forward to. We have the thoughts that we think, wouldn't that be wonderful if it were so? Wouldn't that be wonderful if it were just possible? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could do the things that we dream about, that we wonder about, that we imagine ourselves wishing ourselves doing? Wouldn't it be wonderful? Well, to tell the truth, and that's all we know how to do in the Song of the Spirit, to tell the truth, we are doing the things we're dreaming about right now. We could not possibly have a dream if, in reality, it did not exist somewhere in the allness. We could not possibly have a dream if what we dream about is not somewhere waiting to be revealed. And all of our dreams are, that's a good word for it too, all of our dreams are just waiting to be revealed. What dreams do you have that are waiting to be revealed? Today is a very special day for our Stefan Stressley, who is having his book signing in Switzerland. And he looked forward to this day with joy, and when the day is finished, he'll report to us of all of the magic that took place. He'll report how it far exceeded anything that he dreamed for himself because he was modest. But the day will turn out to be a day of magic and wonder and bliss for him because he is letting go and letting the divine in him be revealed in its wonderful way. We can all do that. Oh yes, his day is here. His day is a day that they say he is to sign his books. And you say that's very, very definite. But now, what about your day? Are you having a day where you're going to be an author autographing your book? Are you having a day where you're going to be all that you can be? Are you going to let the song of the Spirit in you sing out so brilliantly, so beautifully, so wonderfully, that all the magic that you have ever dreamed about, all of the wonderful things that you had always wished and didn't really believe could be for some reason, and because you didn't believe it could be, you didn't reveal it. It's right there. Whatever that dream may be, whatever the song of your spirit may be, it is right there waiting for you to reveal it by your turning your attention to it. When we turn our attention to things, they get our attention. And we do things with them. When we don't turn our attention to things, we don't get them, and things just don't happen. This is the way the principles of life work. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Whatsoever things we put into our consciousness, those are the things that we experience in our life. Well now, what sort of things do you want to experience in your life? What do I want to experience in my life? What is the song of my spirit? Am I living the song of my spirit? People will give you all sorts of wonderful things. They'd like to be a millionaire, a billionaire, and they'd like to have wonderful family, wonderful relationships. They'd like to have a wonderful job. They'd like to have a wonderful business. They'd like to have all these wonderful things. And yet, when it boils down to it, what happens? When is a person theoretically most happy? No. It'd be better if it weren't just theoretically, but when is a person theoretically most happy? People theoretically are the most happy when the day is over, when they go home to their family, and they go home to their nest, if they have one, and everyone has a nest, whether it's just for themselves or for their loved ones or however they do it. And when they go home, the day is over, and now that day is over, and the peace is there. You see, that's the time to relax, the time to let go, the time to be at peace. And we oftentimes say, well, why doesn't it happen during the day? Why doesn't it happen all the time? Well, it does happen during the day for a lot of people. Because a lot of people feel at bliss, at peace, relaxed within themselves wherever, whenever they are. If they're out at their job, they feel a joy, a bliss. Oh, their joy does not supremely go beyond the bliss of their time of when it is done, when they go home in the evening or when they have time to relax, be at peace. Oh, to me, the greatest time is when I go play golf, when I go play tennis, when I go swimming, when I go running track. To me, the greatest time is when I'm in my meditations in the morning. To me, the greatest time is when I have a big deal at my office and I'm successful in pursuing it. To me, it's having a good family. It's having a good relationship. To me, it's having everything that I could ever wish for in my life. Is that true? Is that true? Look at the happy people in the world. And the happy people are not the people who have a lot of things. Because these people who have a lot of things are quite busy taking care of their things. The happy people in this world are the people who have settled into their own inner realm. And they're singing their song of their spirit. They're at peace with themselves. They're at love with themselves. Oh, you can have all these outer things too, and you will have all these outer things as you are at peace with yourself. When we are peace, when we are bliss, when we are truly singing our own song of the Spirit, then life has meaning, life has purpose, life has direction. But so long as we chase after all sorts of outer things, we'll always be chasing after outer things. We'll always be looking for more of this or that or the other thing. We'll always be looking for more cars, more houses, more relationships. We'll think perhaps there's a better marriage for us somewhere out there. There are better children. There are better selves for ourselves. There's better health for ourselves. That we can search that out. All of these things are just wonderful, that's for sure. But when I first be at peace within myself, when I first am peace in myself, all else follows. When I say, I am peace, I am peace, I am peace, I am peace. When that is the song of my spirit that I am singing, I am peace, then everything works out in perfect harmony. Oh, I may be bombastic at times. I may have a show at times. I may do all sorts of things, but I'm at peace. I am at peace. None of these things matter to me. None of these things make any difference. None of these things mean anything to me or to anybody else. The only thing that means anything to any of us is when we're at peace. When a person dies and you look at their face and they have a peaceful attitude on their face, you say, they went in peace. And you say that with a compliment. You say that with a wishful thinking that we could always be at peace ourselves. Oh, you say that's kind of morbid. No, it's not morbid. As we move to each dimension of life, have we been in peace at the previous dimension? Have we been in peace in all the things that we do? Are we always expressing ourselves as peace? When we do that, then everything we desire in life has new input, new impact, new impetus, new direction to it. It's a newness to it, because we're no longer looking at it, getting that $1 billion. We're no longer looking at having that house. We're no longer looking at having that family or having that quiet evening, that time sitting alone with my family in my own house, talking, sharing, loving one another. The true song of the Spirit is the true expression of being at peace within ourselves. The true expression of being love. The true expression of being peace. That's the true song of the Spirit. And I sing the song of the Spirit every moment of my life. And I let go of all tension, all strife, all confusion, and live in this state of bliss, this state of peace. I live in my song of the Spirit, and it sings so brilliantly, so beautifully, so wonderfully to me, because that's all who I am. Join me as you sing your song of the Spirit, and I sing mine, and together we are the peace on earth, and all is good and very good, now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.